Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting 5th. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Little moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. Little scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos one, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Giles reaches second base with a double. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a line drive towards short. Little reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Little bunts towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strawberry bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cromarty steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive towards short. Little reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Little is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Craig Swan. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brooks strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strawberry bunts towards first. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to third. Foster moves to second. Mark Bradley pinch runs for George Foster. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strawberry tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges is walked intentionally. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mark Bradley now playing left field. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Mike Phillips. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Mike Vail pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to second. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive to center field. Wilson throws towards the plate. Hodges fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hodges. Cromarty scores. Vail moves to third. Wolford moves to second. It's Expos, 2, Mets, 2. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Raines is walked intentionally. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Little hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing second base. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Oquendo reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor bunts towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Oquendo moves to third. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-4 in the game. Wilson is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-4 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman bunts towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradley moves to second. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hodges strikes out. There goes Bradley. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Danny Heap pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Jerry White pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Schottsetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottsetter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tucker Ashford pinch hits for Neil Allen. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oquendo. The throw from Carter and he is out, Raines applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Ohnbay now pitching. Tucker Ashford now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing right field. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 6 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Shot setter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. Two outs. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Dan Schottsetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottsetter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schottsetter hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Carter and he is out, Little applying the tag. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Onbay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-7 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dawson strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-7 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-7 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0-for-1 in the game. Onbay bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Raines covering, for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.